Blog Talk Radio.
How
dare you? Hopefully my father will give you 20 years or 10 years. Let's see. Deuteronomy, that's the Old Testament. It's spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. Obviously, you have not read your Bible. I want you to know this. Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people. We are above all the people. What is it that you do not understand? You are a college graduate woman. You should have read your Bible instead of those man-made books. They are the enemy. Don't you know that? Why you give that girl only 10 years and she'll probably get out 5 years, put her in with the rest of the population so she can get her ass beat. Oops. Yeah, I'm mad about the decision. So let me tell you, sheep, I don't want you to forget the festival day that is coming up, the Day of Atonement. That's October the 9th for us. Many of you who are trying to get into the heathen world are going to celebrate their Halloween. Don't you know they are not in our Bible? They have taken this Bible written by black prophets telling us the way to go. We all should read it to understand it. I know that some of you are more gifted at reading this Bible than I. And I was shocked when my Father in heaven came to me in a dream and told me to feed his sheep. I thought he should be telling white folks to do that. But no, he told me to do it. And I finally got the courage to do it. I'm not perfect at reading his word, but I do read his word. And I do try to tell most of you what he has said. Now, the Day of Atonement is coming up. That is a day of fasting and repentance. That's for to the Jews, and that's us. We are the real Jews. And those over in Israel say they are Jews and not Jews. I want you sheep to go to Revelation chapter 1. Now, again, we are in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. I want you to read that so you will understand. You are God's chosen people, and I'll be happy when he comes back to get us, you know. We've got to start standing up for ourselves. This Bible was written for us to be obedient to him. And you combing that white girl's hair. God have mercy on us. I do not believe like they believe. Revelation chapter 1. And that's at the back of your book. I'm going to read chapter 1, verse 14 when I get there. Well, it says, verse 13. Well, I'll read at verse 14. This is the description that was given to God our Father, to Jesus, our Father's Son. His head and his hairs were white like wool. The Jesus that you see, I was told back in 1984 or something, whenever I was back in school, that Jesus is a black man or a man of color. And I'm giving you the scriptures now so that you will know this. His head was, and his hairs were white like wool. The white Jesus that you're seeing is Leonardo da Vinci's, or whatever that man's name was, his cousin. That's what my teacher told me. And his hair was white as snow, and his eyes were as flames of fire. That sounds like a black man. What do you not understand about that? Yeah, I got hot. I got angry. And I'm angry about the young man that testified. And then he was found shot dead. Father God, please, you got to stop them. Put them in their tracks. They're supposed to be. And I'm just going to tell you, read Genesis chapter 15 and around the 15th verse. We are to come from this land. He told Abram that his children were going to be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they're going to serve those people. Well, we have served those people according to my history class that I had way back in the day. That will 400 years since I was told that we were brought here in 1619, but I've been told that we were brought here in 1492. So are you trying to make it another 430 years, Father? I don't understand this. I do ask that you come after. There's one thing that I want to get done. And then you can come and put these people in their place. They are not above us. They teaching their children as if they are, but they're not. I have to stomp my foot. I put them under my feet. Because they're nothing but devils, stone devils. And you got this judge down there hugging a devil. She doesn't know the Bible. Or what is it? She's trying to protect her job. I don't know what it is. It might be that she's trying to protect her job. It says on my board here that I'm to start reading Joshua 10, but I was further along than that. I was probably start reading at Joshua. Excuse me, I had to belt. I'll probably start reading today at Joshua 12 because I am a little farther than that. Joshua 10, I have written on the computer. The sun stands still. So the sun stood still and stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So there are other Bibles that we are to read. We are to read a book of Jasher. My father told me to feed a sheep in a dream, and that's what I intend to do. As long as he gives me the breath to do it, I intend to do that. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down that whole day. And there has been no other day like that before that or after that, that the Lord took heed to a man's voice, for the Lord fought for Israel. Now, the reason why we are in the position that we are in is because our forefathers, they wanted to do idol worshiping. They should believe our God. I believe my God. I believe what God has told me to do and has given me the courage to try and do this. Hopefully many people are listening to me today, but maybe they're not. And maybe they're not pissed off like I am at that judge and that boy, that young boy hugging the killer. She murdered his brother. And he wanted to give her a hug. Maybe because he's from, even if he is from the island, God can, our Father, Jesus, sent our disobedient parents to different islands. That's why we black folks are in all parts of this country. He has not gathered us again. Don't you know? You read your history book. It was in 1948 that the United States and the United Nations put those Khazars over there. Their blood does not, in Israel, their blood does not test like some of the our blood. And they found out, I don't know how they had found out that the Khazars that are over there, how their blood was not Israeli blood, but they found out over in Africa, black tribe that was of Israeli blood. And so the Limbaugh tribe, I'm telling you all so that you'll know just as much as I know. And you stop acting like you want to love them and be your friend. They are your enemies. See what that man, I say, was one of her friends. It could have been a white cop that killed the man that testified that his neighbor, when she went in there, she didn't say, put your hands up and this is the police, get out of my apartment. He testified he did not hear that. She did not say any of that. She just went in there making noise. She just wanted to kill that black man. They did that before about 3 or 4 years ago to some Muslim over in, it was somewhere in Virginia. The guy went in the apartment and he just killed the man, his girlfriend, and her sister. He just, because they were of Arabic descent, they don't love you. Those people don't love you. I'm not telling you. Read your Bible so you'll know. I should not have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. Now, let's start reading. Let me read again. On October the 9th is our Day of Atonement. Let's celebrate God's feast days and not the man-made days. The man-made days are Halloween, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving Day. Those are the devil's day, the white folks' day. Let them have their day. Our Father is coming back to get us soon, I hope. And I pray that. I'm pissed off at this black woman for doing what she did because she's old enough to know better. And then there is this young boy who is 18, wanted to give this murderer a hug. She is nothing but a thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. Let's do better, black folks. This Bible, even though white folks may have had some input in it, it is for us It was left for us. And they use it. They use it. Nonetheless, it is for us to use and try to live by. Not them. They take everything from us. They take our country. They took our land. You go and study up on these people over there. It was, I think it was spelled K-H-A-Z-A-R-A. I don't know how it was spelled, but it's Kazar. They are not the real children of Israel. We are, and you don't know it because you don't read the Bible. And I try to read the Bible. I cannot read it all that good, but I do try to do what my father, what Jesus told me in a dream to do. I thought he was going to, I thought the book was white folks, but it's not. You read this Bible, you'll learn that in Genesis where Potiphar had a wife and he bought a slave and his wife tried to entice the slave to have sex with her, but he ran from her and she somehow put off his jacket. And when her husband got home, she says to her husband, the Hebrew boy, that's what made me know that we black folks are Hebrews. Potiphar's wife, that the Hebrew boy tried to take her. He did not. He was running from her. They have been lying on black men for a long time. However old she is, that's how long the white woman has been lying on our black men. And yeah, I said it. And we are the children of Israel. Oh, that I was going to read to you Revelation chapter. And I think I did read it to you. I'm just upset now because somebody needs to tell you, and I am telling you. I think that there are certain places in 2 and 9 as well as in 3 and 9 of Revelation. It tells you that they are the children of Satan. Let me turn to Revelation 3 and 9. 2 and 9. It says, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. Can you understand? Read your Bible. You understand that they are not Jews, but the synagogue, they are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, let me look at 3 and 9 and read that for your hearing too. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews. I will make, wait a minute. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. So our Father's going to make them worship that devil. I don't know, the Khazars, who claims to be us and are not. When they did the test, I found that out. I was are checking the news, not the news, but this white guy, he said, some of you don't believe that we are who we say we are. We are not. And he was saying that he was saying, this white guy over in what land was that? I think it was a white country. He was saying, you were right. We are not. And he was telling the truth. He was telling the truth. And the Bible is telling the truth that they are not. And this president wants to send our tax money over to the Jews. Please stop and do what's right. When God comes, you're going to be the scariest one. You'll probably be so scared that you're going to run and hide in your watch. You can't say Jesus, the black Christ, is the only one that will be able to save you. You can call on your white Christ and have our stuff now. Best to get it while you can, because my Father in heaven, when he comes, also, I want you all to read in the book of Daniel. It'll tell you. I don't remember where it was, but it was in the book of Daniel. I need to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I did not come on last Friday because I was in the hospital. When I got in the hospital, I learned that the decision had been made in Texas and the things that had happened there. And this morning I was listening to a show where the guy was saying that the judge got backlash. Yeah, I backlashed her because she should know that you are not a friend of God. You say you are, but you're not. And yes, I watch your show most days. You're not of our nation. You're not of the Hebrews. I'm trying to open up our eyes as God has opened my eyes for some reason, because I'm a Hebrew. That's why he opened my eyes, to let me know who I am. I'm not an African American. You got all these people walking around saying that they're African American. You're lying to them. And yeah, I gave her a backlash. I talked about her. I got angry when she did what she did because she should know better. Read your Bible. Everyone, read your Bible. And our Father, he will take care of you if you do his will. If you have the courage to do what he has told you to do and do his will, it takes courage to do what our Father has told us to do. Again, I want you to read John chapter 9, verse 31. Then I want you to go to John 10:10 and read that. Because that girl was not, and whoever was working with us liked her and killed the man that testified against her. You know, Father, these are the things that we have to live through and go through. We should not. Our fathers did that. our fathers did that. Excuse me, I have to belch. Now I want to get to Joshua chapter 12. That's where I think I left off. And some of these names, I cannot read them or pronunciate them. I will read them for you, but I cannot pronunciate them as well as you may be able to pronunciate them. Yeah, and I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I also read on a computer someplace where King James says that he was a a Jew like us. So I don't know how true that is, but it may be. If you look back in the through his history, sometimes I do that too. I look back. I go to the library. I used to, but now it's being taken over by the enemy, who is charging us astronomical fees just to park that down there. So I don't go anymore. Turn with me to Joshua Israel, Joshua, chapter 12. I have read chapter 10 and 11 for your hearing. Now, let's hopefully I can read in the next 13 minutes, chapter 12. Now, these are the kings of the land which the children of Israel smote and possessed their land on the other side of Jordan towards the rising of the sun from the river Arnon unto Mount Hermon and all the plains on the east. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled from Aru, that's spelled A-R-O-E-R, which is on the banks of the river of Arnon, that's spelled A-R-N-O-N, from the middle of the river, from the half of Gilead, even unto the river of Jabbok, that's spelled J-A-B-B-O-O-B-O-K. Let me spell that again. J-A-B-B-O-K, which is the border of the children of Amnon. And they say that the river is Arnon is on the east, it's east of the Dead Sea. Hopefully, you sheep can pull out your Bibles. That in the back of your Bible, there are Bibles, a map, so that you can see, give you an idea of the area that's being talked about. And from the plains of the Sea of Channel Rock on the east, Channel Rock is spelled C-H-I-N-N-E-R-O-T-H on the east, and unto the sea of the plain, even on the South Sea to the east, the way to Beth Jerhamoth, and that's spelled B-E-T-H, J-E-S-H-I-M-O-T-H. And from the south under S. Ralph Pishkov. That's spelled A-S-H S. Doth, D-O-T-H, Pishkov. That's spelled P-I-S-G-A-H. In the coast of the king, verse 4, the coast of Og, king of Basham. Basham is spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, which was the remnant of the giants that dwelled at Ashtaroth, A-S-H-T-A-R-O-T-H, and Edria. Edria is E-D. Let me spell that for you. E-D-R-E-I. I say Edria. And remain in Mount Hermon. And in Sachar, that's spelled S-A-L-C-H-A-R. And in all Basham unto the border of the Gershonites and the May Meshavites. That's spelled M-A-C-H-A-T-H-I-T-E-S. And half of Gilead, the border of Sidon, the kingdom of Hezron. Then did Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel smite. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave for a possession unto the Reubenites and the Gadites and half tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side of Jordan, on the west from Baal Gad, in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the mount of Halak. That's spelled H-A-L-E-K. That goes up to Seir. Seir is Seir. It might be Seir. Spelled S-E-I-R, which Joshua gave unto the tribe of Israel for a possession according to their divisions. In the mountains and in the valleys and in the plains and in the springs and in the wilderness and south country, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Havites, and the Jeshurites. The king of Jericho won, the king of Ai, which besides Bethel. Let me read that again, verse 9. The king of Jericho won, the king of Ai, which is besides Bethel, won. The king of Jerusalem won. The king of Hezron won. The king of Jarmut won. Jarmut is spelled J-A-R-M-U-T-H, won. The king of Lachish won. Lachish is spelled L-A-C-H-I-S-H. The king of Ingmon won. And that Ingmon is spelled E-G-L-O-N, won. The king of Gaza won. And Gaza is spelled G-E-Z-E-R. The king of Debir is one, and Debir is spelled D-E-B-I-R. the king of Geder. Geder is spelled G-E-D-E-R 1. The king of Harmah, that's spelled H-O-R-M-A-H 1. The king of Ered 1. The king of Labna 1. Labna is spelled, let me say, spell Ered for you, she, A-R-A-D. Labna, L-I-B-N-A-H 1. The king of King Adullam, that's spelled A-D-U-L-L-A-M 1. The king of Markita, that's spelled M-A-K-K-E-D-A-H 1. The king of Bethel 1. The king of Taput, that's spelled T-A-P-P-A-H 1. The king of Hefer 1. Hefer is spelled H-U-P-H-E-R. The king of Ashik, that's spelled A-P-H-E-K 1. The king of Lasharon 1. Lasharon is spelled L-A-S-H-A-R-O-N. The king of Madom. Madom is spelled M-A-D-O-N 1. The king of Hazar 1 is spelled H-A-Z-O-R. The king of Shimra, Mion, is spelled S-H-I-M-R-O-N, M-E-R-O-N, 1. And the king of Ashpar, 1. Ashpar is spelled A-C-H-S-H-A-P, 1. The king of Tirich 1. Tirich is spelled T-A-A-N-A-C-H 1. The king of Megiddo, M-A-G-I-D-D-O 1. The king of Kadesh 1. Kadesh is spelled K-E-D-E-S-H. The king of Joknim of Carmel is spelled J-O-K-N-E-A-M of Carmel is spelled C-A-R-M-E-L 1. The king of Dor in the coast of Dor, Dor spelled D-O-R. The king of the nation of Gilead, Gilead is spelled G-I-L-G-A-D. The king of Tarshish 1. Tarshish is spelled T-A-R-Z-A-H 1. All the kings 30 and 1. So I have 90 seconds left. I want to say a closing prayer to our Heavenly Father for allowing me to come back and helping me to feel stronger, because I have a phone call. I am so surprised. Oh my God. One second, please. Hold on. I am so shocked. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection, for all your protection of all of us Black people who are in the United States, where police officers are killing up our children. Please have mercy in your surest name. Thank you. And if it's God's will, I'll be back with you next time. I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, in Apple Play and purchase this song my nephew produced. It's called High and Lifted Up. Do that for me, please. Don't do as that police or the judge did down in Texas.
We've got to walk on.
Okay, so close.